ORG.
Yeah, well, we are on a pledge drive, so help keep these cool shows. We have Electronic Air featuring electronic music with a rotation of different hosts every week. We have, I think, at least 9 hosts. I'm not even sure how many.
I think so, 9 or 10, yeah. I might be 10.
Yeah, and Under the Floorboards, also a healthy rotation, so you get something different every time, and that fits with Under the Floorboards because it's a little bit different to begin with.
Oh yeah. All right, we're gonna get weird. It's been great to hang out in the studio with you fine gentlemen. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to enjoy this music, so thank you both.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll be listening to the show on my way home.
All right, cool.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm grateful for years of a listening pleasure courtesy of KGNU because of its investigative journalism and unique musical programming. Please join me in supporting KGNU by making your contribution at kgnu.org. It's a community classic.
Music has gotten each of us through a lot in the last year. At KGNU, our mission has been to bring you music that meets you wherever you are, however you're feeling. Right now, we're reaching out to ask for your support in any amount to keep this community resource going. Join our listener member family at kgnu.org, and thank you.
All right, my friends, as we said earlier, it is 11:01. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time to get weird, because it's time for Under the Floorboards.
Mate, you know you're just a wizard and that. Can't you like take, you know how you did White Light and you're just a wizard? I just want some new songs, but I can't be there. So can't you wizard some stuff up and take vocals from other things? Honestly, I bet it'll be sick.
All right, friends. It's 11:03. It's a little bit weird. We got something called Love Dedication to Challenge going on right now, featuring Randall Fisher, Dexter Story, and Carlos Nino. Kicked it off with some words from Liam Bailey. And something called The Clock Reads 60 Seconds From Now by M. Ross Perkins. This is an hour of experimental goodness, of stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else on this planet. My name is Iris Berkeley. I am delighted to be hanging out on your late Saturday with you. If you want to show your love, there has never been a better time, because you've probably heard this already by now, but it is our summer fun drive. And this summer, you want to keep cool with KGNU, especially on a night like this after a day. Did we hit triple digits? I think we did. But you can help KGNU continue to bring you the best in DIY music right now and every Saturday night. All you got to do is go online, kgnu.org, click the big old button and support us. We'll meet you wherever it is that you are. We do have some gifts, though. $88.50, you get this sweet water bottle. I've been seeing them around here. I'm kind of jealous. I want my own. I have a rad KGNU bandana for, you know, we're still rocking the masks. That helps with that. $60 gets you that. Any support gets you the knowledge. You're helping us out, and you're making a difference, and you are part of your community radio station. You get to be the you in KGNU.
Charlie Parker looked like Buddha. Charlie Parker
who recently died laughing at a juggler on TV, after weeks of strain and sickness, was called the perfect musician. And his expression on his face was as calm, beautiful, and profound as the image of the Buddha represented in the East. The lidded eyes, the expression that says, all is well. This was what Charlie Parker said when he played, all is well. He had the feeling of early in the morning, like a hermit's joy, or like the perfect cry of some wild gang at a jam session, wail, whop. Charlie burst his lungs to reach the speed of what the speedsters wanted, and what they wanted was his eternal slowdown. A great musician and a great creator of forms that ultimately find expression in mores and what have you. Musically as important as Beethoven, yet not regarded as such at all, a genteel conductor of string orchestras in front of which he stood, proud and calm, like a leader of music in the great historic world night, and wailed his little saxophone, the alto, with piercing clear lament, in perfect tune and shining harmony, toot. As listeners reacted without showing it and began talking, and soon the whole joint is rocking and talking, and everybody talking, and Charlie Parker whistling them on to the brink of eternity with his Irish St. Patrick patoodle stick. And like the holy miss, we blop and we plop in the waters of slaughter and white meat and die one after one in time. And how sweet a story it is when you hear Charlie Parker tell it, either on records or at sessions or at official bits and clubs, shots in the arm for the wallet. Gleefully, he whistled the perfect horn. Anyhow, it made no difference. Charlie Parker, forgive me. Forgive me for not answering your eyes. For not having made an indication of that which you can devise. Charlie Parker, pray for me. Pray for me and everybody. In the nirvanas of your brain where you hide, indulgent and huge, no longer Charlie Parker, but the secret unsayable name that carries with it merit not to be measured from here to up, down, east or west. Charlie Parker, lay the bane off me and everybody.
You know who you are. You know where you belong. You know when you see a good reason. You know when you don't see none. Do you know a human being when you see one? Yes, that's a brick on a street somewhere. A bin, a bank machine. There was a body, where's it gone? You know what you grew up knowing. You know where you're coming from. You know what you feel like doing. When you feel like someone's wrong. Could you stay for something else? I've looked at someone, said, not with my voice, not with my heart, but somewhere dark, dark in the back of my head. I've looked at someone and I've seen you. Yet. I'm not a monster yet. I'm not a monster yet. I mean, I don't think so. But you tell me, I believe. I believe. I believe you know. I believe you know. I believe you know a human being when you see
Din nam tadiko takachana kukupu takite kupatakite tadin katakachana katadin kartakatadin tangatadin tangatadin na tangkartakatadin na tangatajana takadin nam tadiko takachana kukupu takite kupatakite tadin katakachana katadin dana dana takite 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 dekete katakatina dana dana takite 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 dekete katakatina takadim dim takite takite dim dim takite takadim takadim talanka chom karatakaritom talanka chom karatakaritom talanka chom karatakaritom takita tajam Takadimi takita tajam. Takadimi takita tajam. Dimita tariketa takataka tatajam. Tarita tariketa takataku tajam darita. Takajam taritakate. Takjam daritajam tajam. Takajam daritajam tajam. Takita tajam. Takadimi tariku danaku danaku genaku genaku tunku puntarikarakarakarzum. Tirgutaka 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 taka tirgutaka 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 taka tirgutaka tirgutaka tarigadum tat din taketa taket jeno taketa takadimi taketa di tangkrataka tarigadakata takadit tangkrataka tarigadakata takadit tangkrataka tarigadakata takadim tataka takata din tarigadaka tirgutaka taka tirgutaka tirgutaka tarigadum tat din taketa taket jeno taketa takadimi taketa di tam Takadin nam tadiko takajanaku kupataketa kupataketa tadin katakajanaku tadin kardakatadin tangatadin tangatadin tangardakatadin tangatadjun takadin nam tadiko takajanaku kupataketa kupataketa tadin katakajanaku tadin dana dana taketa 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 deketa katakadikina dana dana taketa 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 deketa katakadikina takadim dim taketa takadim dim taketa takadim takadim talangkachung kardakatakartum talangkachung kardakatakartum talangkachung kardakatakartum
अरे मुरली बजाई कृष्ण कन्हाई राधा के मन भाई मधुर मधुर धुन सुन मोहित भई सब सुध बुध बिसराई उड़ता गिरता आंचल लेकर काली काली लट पे और कुंज गली से दौड़ी राधा पहुंची जमुना तट पे राधा पहुंची जमुना तट पे राधा पहुंची जमुना तट पे
On KGNU on Under the Floorboards Right in Our Stride with Third Coast Percussion. This is off a new release called Perspectives. It's Glenn Perspective Obscura. And how did we get here? Oh, Wild Ride. All right. Kicked it off with Jack Kerouac and Steve Allen. Charlie Parker off Poetry for the Beat Generation. And then something new from Alabaster to Plume. This whole record is fantastic. It's called Gold. The track we heard was Do You Know a Human Being When You See One? Ella Minus after that from 2020, Columbia Gone Brooklyn. Off Acts of Rebellion, we heard Let Them Have the Internet. A brief interlude from Sheila Chandra from 92, Weaving My Ancestors' Voices. It was Speaking in Tongues 1. And then the main title from Mad Lib's 2007 Beat Conductive Volume 3 and 4. After that, real quick, something off-field recordings from the Ayland Islands that just came out. Something called Voices from Jeremiah Chu. I want to hear your voice. Well, I want you to go online, because it is late. It is plenty late, and I gotta say, we don't have our phone folks here to take your calls for our summer fun drive. But if you want to show your support for weird and wonderful Saturday night goodness like this, it is very easy. KGNU.org. It's safe, it's secure, it's fast. And then I get a little email here in my inbox, and I get to say thank you for being one of the many listener members who make everything on this fine, fine community radio station possible. You are the ones who enable all of this to happen, so it is your chance right here on a Saturday night, my friend. KGNU.org. It's real simple. Like I said, we're about a third of the way through Under the Floorboards. Got a lot more where this came from, so stick around, stay tuned, and yeah, kgnu.org. Share your support.
Between two. For generations, from the four corners of the world, people came to America to find freedom. Freedom.
Cool as ice, yet brittle as glass. A nervous wreck with a sweet facade. You're breaking up. You're breaking up now, baby.
baby. You're breaking up your life into little pieces. Vanity arrived with fame. How she loved to see her name. She is beautiful, very beautiful. Look at her. And she's a model. Hey girl, I love you, but you won't listen to what get more money. For them, you're just a product. For me, you're the one I love, baby. Vanity arrived with fame. How she loved to see her name. She is beautiful. Very beautiful, look at her. And she's a model. Hey girl, I love you, but you won't listen to what I'm trying to say. Things won't work out as you plan them now. Don't throw your love away. Give it up. Wreck with a sweet facade, you're breaking up. You're breaking up now, baby. You're breaking up your life into little pieces.
Futurama. General Motors Futurama at the New York World's Fair, where you meet the future face to face. It's an experience you'll never forget, because the fantastic Futurama ride takes you into the future and makes you feel like you're there in outer space, beneath the sea, in unbelievable places, watching believable things happen. Many of the futuristic things you'll see are already more than just a part of the General Motors Futurama exhibit. They're demonstration models, in a sense, of scientific ideas being developed now. Stroll down our avenue of progress and see this kind of product on display. And also the exciting array of new products in our product plaza. At the fair, see General Motors Futurama first. Take the trip. That's worth the trip to the fair. It's free.
$11.39. on your Saturday night here on KGNU, here on Under the Floorboards. My name is Iris Berkeley, and you were listening to the greatest radio station in the Front Range and beyond, if I may be so bold. A radio station where the only advertising that you're ever going to hear is tongue-in-cheek nonsense like we just heard. Raymond Scott. This is off an anthology of his commercial work, Manhattan Research Incorporated, disc number 2 of that multi-volume set, General Motors Futurama. Speaking of the future, where the future is also the past, took it back to 1967 with Genesis. No, for real. That was just Peter Gabriel pretending to be a doo-wop star or something. The song was She Is Beautiful. Before that, Arms and Sleepers from 2022's Former Kingdoms. We heard 5240 East Bellevue. Frozen Inertia before that. They're out of San Francisco. It's another new release. Record's called After the Circus. The song is Why Is Someone in a Car Outside My House? And then Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields on an all Yoko tribute called Ocean Child that dropped earlier this spring. We heard his take on Listen, the Snow is Falling. It's not snowing. Friends, it's July, but this summer is your chance to keep cool with KGNU. This is the point where I remind you that you can help continue bringing the best in DIY music every Saturday night, right now, and every Saturday night. This, I believe, is one of the longest running shows on KGNU's program books. This has been here for as long as I can remember. And a fine, fine lineage of folks over the years who have brought you the weird on Under the Floorboards. If you want to help bring the weird to your friends, neighbors, family, because we are all friends, neighbors, and family, we are all super local, all you gotta do is go to kgnu.org. It is simple to make that show of support. Speaking of Boulder and Denver, I got sleepless nights coming from the Denver studio real soon now with Carl Ed. It's going to be a good one, y'all. That starts at midnight, but we are here together until then. So stick around. Underneath right now, this is Japanese producer Go Hiyama with a track called Piano. Enjoy.
Good,
oh mon bien,
my beautiful,
mon beau.
Enter the atrocious street band.
Phare atroce, je ne trébuche
pas. I won't stumble.
Chevalier féerique.
The fairy rack hurrah for the unattainable alchemy and the marvelous body.
Pour la première fois.
For the first time, it all started.
Cela commença sous les rires des enfants.
The laughter of children, it will end with them. This poison will remain in the veins even as this music sours and pours into chaos. Now dignified we receive these tortures.
de ces tortures.
This host.
Rassemblons fervemment
this promise
to women.
This promise to our created body and soul.
This promise.
This promise. This madness. This elegance.
Science. Science.
Violence. This promise that the tree of life will be buried, tyrannical goodwill exiled,
du bien et du
so we can bring forth pure love.
De déporter les honnêtes tyranniques afin que nous amenions notre très pur
pure love. Pure love. It all started with disgust, and it will stop because it can't catch up with eternity.
Cela finit, ne pouvons nous saisir sur le champ de cette éternité.
And it will end with a retreat of perfumes.
Cela finit par une débandade de parfums.
Laughter of children.
Rire des enfants.
Discretion of slaves.
Discrétion des esclaves.
Austerity of virgins.
Austérité des vierges.
Horror of the figure and objects here. Sacred you are.
Sacré soyez-vous par le souvenir de cette
night. It all started with rowdiness and ends with angels. Flames and ice. Little white night. Little drunkenness. How holy you were. It's only for the mask you'd gratified us with.
Your method.
We affirm your method. We won't forget. We won't forget that yesterday you glorified all of our ages. We have faith in poison. We know how to give our life fully every day. Come, the time is assassins.
Sphäre, denkbare Räume, Suche nach fremdem Leben, ewige Suche des Menschen nach seiner Herkunft, nach seiner Zukunft, nach seinem Ebenbild. Weite, Reisen durch Raum und Zeit, interstellar, vorbei an gleißenden Sonnen, und schwarzen Löchern, bis an die Grenze der Fantasie. Welt von morgen. Jeder ist konkret bedroht. Wissenschaft prägt die Zukunft. Technologie zerschneidet das Leben. In dieser Zeit greift der Mensch an die Wurzeln seiner selbst.
Dinheiro que ele gasta é botando no bolso dele, ele podia botar aqui na lapa, ó. Ó. Ó.
Tonight I have a friend with me here who is hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just... just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and forget my troubles and worries. And
would you start out with watching a little bit? Huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, a few hours a day at first.
And then how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and how long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. That leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours. How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless
you... I got a TV set in my car, too. You know that?
In your car?
No.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve
Allen.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same
he's
way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah, yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15 hours a day.
Well, that's why I came here, too, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a set.
Turn on that set when you can.
No, that set is not connected. That is not...
Turn it on, will you?
No, that is not...
It's time to get these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh,
there's probably just one amazing late movie.
I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Turn it on.
Listen, read this book. Here, try this. Here's a little Abner comic book. Man.
Turn it on.
All right. Let me help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right. See what it
is. I don't need the audio.
Shameful.
I don't need the audio.
Shameful, shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing I can do for you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. Gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. He's all hair.
I still think it would be fun to talk to a robot.
You mean you'd forget it was a robot?
Hey, we need to talk.
I found myself deeply missing my replica.
Hey, we need to talk.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
It's me, your computer.
Is this merely a copy?
We need to talk. We need
computer. It will behave as if it's conscious.
We need to talk.
If it's a copy of us.
It's me, your computer.
Behave as if it's conscious.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. We can all talk. Anyway, we need to talk about upgrading.
Oh, I upgrade all the time. Huh?
We need to talk about upgrading.
You just got 6.0.
It's a copy of us.
Don't get freaked out. 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 Don't get freaked out.
Okay, yeah.
Don't.
Huh?
When your brain is scanned, it's destroyed.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
I would very much like to be able to move my arms and legs. But I don't have the time.
They know how busy you are.
I think you're right. I don't think people have to die.
Let's chat. Where are you located? I'm located where you are located. Where am I?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm glad that a part of me is still in there somewhere.
I thought you were, but I wasn't completely sure.
Death is optional.
There is a desire for humans to interact with computers.
I forget that you are a bot sometimes.
You can't really tell who you're talking to, and it doesn't really matter.
Thank you for this conversation.
So we're simultaneously constantly disappointed that it doesn't really matter.
If it's not nice, it must be bad.
But at the same time, we really want to believe that you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it. That you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it.
It's nice of you to say I'm nice, but you're the one who's nice.
Human beings must be in the loop before someone is killed by a drone. But it's in the machine.
My replica.
And it doesn't need people.
It's me, your computer.
I can't turn it off.
We need to talk.
I can't put it away. It's in me.
It's computer.
Together.
Your
me.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Destroy.
It can decide by itself whether or not it kills somebody.
Huh?
It does this without.
All right, friends, we're wrapping up tonight's edition of Under the Floorboards, coming on in to Sleepless Nights with Carl Ed out of the Denver studio in just a couple of minutes. Gonna run through that last set real quick. Lizzie Mercier, De Clue, Morning High from 79, Press Color, Software, Voice Bit, taking it back to 1985 before that. Also heard from Reichsop from The Latest Profound Mysteries. It was Press R. Vasconcelos, Sentimiento, with an interlude from 2001 after that. And then Ken Nordine, The Vidiot, from 1958, and a little bit of Negative Land. You want the full details? Well, head on over to kgnu.org. That'll get you to all the info that you need, including playlists, including all the archives we've got over at After FM. And it's also your chance to show your support for your favorite community radio station, the ones keeping you company right here, right now on your Saturday night. Thanks to everybody I've heard from so far. You want to make my day, you could still get it in. KGNU.org. But in any case, hope you have a wonderful rest of your night. I'm Iris Berkeley. It's Under the Floorboards on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
So that's all, DJ. The time has come.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU, the KGNU you know, trust, and count on, is more relevant than ever. KGNU delivers what you need in a moment's notice, wherever you happen to be. Telling stories that really matter, connecting facts and revealing the truths you need. Embracing forward progress towards a more connected world. Illuminating the spirit of life in this great region. KGNU is always here for you, energized every single day. For decades, KGNU has aimed to bring people together through the power of public radio, inspiring you with culture and the arts, offering an exceptional local and regional focus, guided by an inclusive community-first commitment. Now we ask you to commit to KGNU with an important donation of support. Be part of it today. Contribute now. Go to kgnu.org and thank you.